Many wine aficionados, whatever that means, make a distinction between Old World and New World vintages. Old World is Europe, the New World is California, Chile, Australia, even though, of course, they're all part of the same Old World. NPR's Lauren Ferrer reports on the new wine made in a nation with an ancient civilization.
Looking out across rows and rows of grapevines and vineyards, there's a sort of an Italianate building behind us.
It's all been surrounded by mountains. The land is totally on a slope.
It's kind of dry, arid. We could be in, what, California?
Italy, could say France, but just due to the climatic condition, it's India.
It's India. In fact, the part of India that's in the tropics with a torrential monsoon season. Conditions that would sabotage winemaking elsewhere. And yet they're growing grapes and making wine here, says Pritish Kajale, a tasting executive at Sula Vineyards in western India.
We cannot do it from the seed here in India. That's because of the climate. So we bring the shoots from the place of origin. We do the grafting here. That's how we get the grapes here.
What's the place of origin?
That's coming from France.
The man who started it all about 25 years ago is Rajiv Samant.
Everybody thought I was crazy. They were like, who's this guy and what the hell is he trying to do? So everyone thought I was nuts.
Samant was working in Silicon Valley when he came home to his native India for a family wedding and saw this piece of land.
It was just grassland. It was fallow. There were lots of snakes and leopards. There was no electricity out here. There was no phone lines. Pretty damn rural in the middle of nowhere.
But he thought the landscape looked a bit like California. And so he planted Sauvignon Blanc and Zinfandel. The first harvest was in 1999. It took 6 months to sell 500 cases of wine. He had to go back to his bank and ask for more money. But 22 years later, Sula Vineyards now sells 1 million cases a year, including at some Costcos in Texas, though most of its sales are domestic. It's basically the story of India's booming middle class and its appetite for luxury goods, Samant says.
The last 20 years have been an amazing ride in terms of economic growth and pulling people out of poverty and creating this middle class. And I always said, all we've got to do is just convert 1% of all the teetotalers in this country.
In this country of nearly 1.4 billion people, even 1% is a huge market. Alcohol consumption has doubled in India in the past 15 years. But there are only a handful of Indian wineries, and Sula is the biggest. Its tasting room is packed on weekends. Sula got 400,000 visitors last year. 27-year-old banker Chitranch Saxena took the train 3 hours from Mumbai.
My family, they drink very rarely, and not even all the members. But I go out, so I live in a culture where drinking is a common thing.
He is Sula's market, millennials who are less conservative than their parents. Above the tasting room, there's a bar that's thumping. There are 3 restaurants, 2 hotels on site, and selfie stations, little platforms in the vineyards with Sula's logo.
We are going around and clicking pictures. It's beautiful.
Anjali Secco and Gracie D'Souza are also bankers in their late 20s, here for a girls' weekend. There are no less than 3 bachelorette parties here. Young women running all over the place in sparkling tiaras.
In India, we have this taboo that girls can't drink.
So you come here to prove them wrong.
This is the new India, they say. Lauren Freyer, NPR News in Nashik, Maharashtra, India.